and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we're studying about the second dispensation, and that is of conscience. In previous studies that we've gone through, in fact, the last study about conscience, we looked at several things about the genealogy of the Lord. We saw 10 names that are listed in this dispensation of conscience. Now, the genealogy of Jesus Christ is important. It's needed to show that redemption was no afterthought with God, but it was designed from the first. Abraham and David in Matthew's gospel are singled out to prove the fulfillment in Christ of the promises made to Abraham 2,000 years and to David 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. And I mentioned this before in John chapter 1 and verse 14. It tells us that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Some people don't know who Jesus Christ really is and really was when he walked this earth. It's sad that people who were alive during his life, they didn't recognize him. But today, man is without excuse because we have the witness of the Holy Spirit that speaks to hearts. I believe the Holy Spirit speaks to everyone. God gives everyone an opportunity to be saved, to go to heaven, to recognize Jesus Christ. One way we recognize him is by his word, getting into the word of God. But notice in John 1:14, it talks about the word. It says the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And in John chapter 1 and verse 1, it goes on to say and tells us that who the Word is. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We keep reading. John 1:14 continues by saying, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Now, I said this the last time, that what was beheld, in other words, what was seen in John 1:14, it actually took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. John saw the transfiguration along with others. In Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And also made mention that one day we're going to see the glory of God. We're going to see the glory of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to see him in all his glory. And that is those of us who have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. We're going to see him one day. Well, Jesus said that he had the glory with the Father before the world was. Let me remind you once again that salvation was no afterthought with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. There is nothing that takes the Lord by surprise. God's always had a plan, and that plan was to send Jesus Christ to give his life for a sinful man on this earth so that man could have an opportunity to go to heaven. Well, Jesus once again said he had the glory with the Father before the world was. In John 17:5, it says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Jesus Christ always has been. He's God. Jesus Christ, as a man, came to this earth. He was born of a virgin, and he lived in the flesh, not sinful flesh, but flesh that we understand that the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, and she conceived and bore a son and called his name Jesus. He was sinlessly perfect. There was no sin about the Lord. Had there been sin about the Lord, he could never have died to take away the sin that's in our lives. He could never have shed his blood. His blood would not have been good enough to get rid of sin in sinful man's lives and the sinful man. But he was sinless. Jesus Christ was sinless. He was God in the flesh. Well, we see many verses in the Bible that proclaim Jesus was before the world came into existence. He was there before the world came into existence, and that he is the eternal Christ. I invite you to look in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. I encourage you once again to have your Bible ready and have your Bible open so we can study the Word together. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who, and this is speaking of Jesus, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. It's so important for mankind to get into the Word of God, the Bible. I believe once again that the Bible, the Word of God, is the King James Bible. There's no mistakes. This is God-breathed. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So people need to get into the Word of God. And preachers in the pulpits today, they need to be preaching from the Word of God, and that is the King James Bible. They need to let people know who Jesus was, who he is, and who he's going to be one day. He's actually going to be king one day on this earth, right now he wants to be the Savior of all the people here. He wants people to trust him as Lord and Savior, and preachers need to be preaching that today. And they need to be preaching, thus saith the Lord. And the way they can do that is by using God's Word, the Bible. Well, the book of Matthew continues as we look about the lineage of Christ. And you see, all the Bible is one book. There are no contradictions in the Bible. The Bible fits together perfectly from the Old Testament, New Testament. It's all one book. And we continue studying the lineage of Christ. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Well, it's pretty plain who Jesus was in the flesh, and it's plain who he is as God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And once again, John 1:14 tells us the Word, that was Jesus Christ. Well, as we come to the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, we're presented immediately with Jesus Christ. He is front and center on the stage. He is presented as the Son of David. This is his kingly position, the ruler whom God promised would come from the line of David. We read about this in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. In other words, nothing's going to stop it. It's going to take place. Whatever God says that's going to happen, it's going to happen. And he talks about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. He is coming, and he came through the lineage of David. Well, notice we keep reading. And in Matthew 1:1, Christ is also presented as the son of Abraham. This is his covenant position as the promised seed. Remember, we talked about that as we've been studying the dispensation of innocence and the dispensation of conscience, and that's what we're studying now, the dispensation of conscience, the second dispensation that we're looking at. And we've been talking about the covenant position of the promised seed, the seed of, once again, Jesus Christ is the seed. Acts chapter 3 and verse 25, it says, ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Well, whose seed? Abraham's seed. Who would be blessed? All the kindreds of the earth will be blessed. Well, how can they be blessed? By hearing about Jesus Christ, by knowing who Jesus Christ really is, and by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, keep this in mind. Matthew wrote to the Jews to present Jesus as King of the Jews. Matthew traces the genealogy of Joseph. And we need to note that in Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, it says, And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph. Remember now, he was not the biological son of Joseph, but it says, as was supposed. In other words, he was supposed to be. It was people actually thought during that time, some thought that he was actually Joseph's son, but he was not, as was supposed, it says there in that verse, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Now, Joseph was clearly the son of Jacob, according to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 16. It says there, And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Now, you remember, I just read Luke chapter 3 and verse 23, and it talks about Joseph. It says, which was the son of Heli, if you want to pronounce the name that way. Well, many Bible expositors say that the term son of Heli should actually be understood to mean son-in-law of Heli. Thus, the genealogy of Christ. Now, if you study this, you'll find this to be true. Thus, the genealogy of Christ in Luke is actually the genealogy of Mary. Well, Matthew gives that of Joseph. Now, the two genealogies should show that both parents were descendants of David. Remember, I said that earlier Mary and Joseph's lineage would go all the way back through to Abraham. And actually, you can trace it all the way back to Adam, to Seth, through the lineage that we've been talking about. Remember the 10 names I mentioned back in the book of Genesis, and that happens during the dispensation of conscience. Now notice that the two genealogies of Joseph and Mary show that both parents were descendants of David. Joseph through Solomon, Matthew chapter 1, verses 7 through 15, and this inheriting the legal right to the throne of David, and Mary through Nathan, Luke chapter 3, verses 23 through 31, and her line would carry the seed of David. Now, Solomon's lineage had been refused the throne because of Jeconiah's sin. That's a total different study if you want to get into that, Jeconiah's sin. And we read in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 24 through 30, and chapter 33, verses 15 through 17 about that. Well, let me read a verse in Jeremiah here. Chapter 22 and verse 30, it says, Thus saith the Lord, Write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Well, the name of the man spoken of in Jeremiah 22:30 is Coniah. And Coniah is the same person as Jeconiah. And once again, we get into so many things that God brings into our mind that we can get into studying the Word of God. And that's what you need to be doing, is studying the Word of God. It's exciting to see how that God planned all of this even before the foundation of the world. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to call upon Him today. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.